James Reynolds has won cash and prizes totaling $36,538. Today, one of our contestants could win a dining room, a Rockwell lithograph, a diamond ring, or a cruise to the Mexican Riviera, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Camaro, and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on the sale of the century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Oh, what a good group. Appreciate it. Love it. What a nice way to start your day. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century as well. And we'd like to welcome back our champion. This is James Reynolds. Hello, James.
Hi, Jeff.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
$36,538. Beautiful car and dining room set, diamond ring. Last show was nice. $3,000 in cold cash.
Too much to believe, I tell you.
You're doing well. You ready to have at it again?
Sure thing.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. They seem to like it, too.
Thank you.
Whom did you bring us?
She has a mythological collection from Van Nuys, California. A big hand to Crystal Miller.
Hello there, Crystal.
And we will promote a shootout in space from Fountain Valley, California. Put your hands together for Patrick O'Donnell.
Hello there, Patrick.
Hi there.
Come we'll see you a little later with some bargains. Thank you. Patrick, you were promoting a shootout in space.
Yes, Jim. I teach photography in the communications department at a major university in Orange County. And recently, we've been selected to be part of the process of choosing the first journalist astronaut.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, and being a photographer, I'm going to recommend that a shutterbug be fired up there.
Ah, you're going to start off by recommending you first, right?
Right on.
Well, good luck with that, Patrick. It sounds like it would be a wonderful thing to do. Nice to have you here. Crystal, what's this about a mythological collection?
Well, when I was younger, Jim, I used to love to read mythology, and I was always enthralled, I guess you could say, with Pegasus, the winged horse.
Right.
I've been collecting them for about 10 years now, and I have almost 100 of them from around the world.
Oh, I guess they're kind of hard to find, little Pegasus all over there.
Unicorns are easier, but I like Pegasus better.
Okay, nice to have you here. Good luck to all three of you. $20 starts you all off, and this starts with this. What weekly TV magazine begins with a tick? Patrick?
TV Guide.
No. Weekly TV magazine begins with the ticking of a stopwatch. That is 60 minutes. And you lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 15. Sorry about that, Patrick. On a memo, what does the abbreviation FYI mean? James.
For your information.
That's what it means. $5 for the correct answer to James. He goes to 25. What type of vehicle comes in the following varieties? Pumper, rescue, hook and ladder. Crystal?
Fire engines.
Fire engines, fire trucks. You're right. Crystal goes to 25. Betty Crocker wouldn't agree with the old saying that you can't have your cake and... James.
And eat it, too.
You got it, and you've got the lead by 5. According to the superstition, what cooking ingredient do you throw over your shoulder? Patrick?
Salt.
Salt to ward off evil. You're right. Patrick, back to 20. Well, all three hands are going for that buzzer, but it is time now for an instant bargain, and it is the player in the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. And James, you have the lead. You've got a $5 lead over Crystal, $10 lead over Patrick, the opportunity to buy this.
James, when it's time for elegance, it's time for this lovely diamond watch. A lady's textured, finished gold-toned watch. Pave dial with 24 diamonds, 1/4 carat total weight, precision quartz movement from Benrus. And it's normally priced at $400. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Beautiful watch. Yes. Very lovely watch, yes indeed. $400 watch for $6. You have a $5 lead over Crystal. I wouldn't want you to be trailing, but I would love for you to have the watch. So I'll give you the $400 watch for the value of one question. $5, you'd be in a tie with Crystal, and you'd have the watch. Going once. No sale, no. He likes a bigger lead than that before he does some buying, but your decision, and he hangs on to the lead. This rock star's colorful hits include Blue Christmas, Blue Hawaii, Crystal?
Elvis Presley.
And Blue Suede Shoes. Elvis Presley it is. Crystal ties James anyway. Goes up to 30. According to the old typing exercise, the quick brown fox, James?
Jumps over the lazy dog.
You got the whole thing. You've got another 5 and you're back in the lead. Yes. What did Nebuchadnezzar build for his wife in ancient, James?
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
In ancient Babylon that is considered one of the world's 7 wonders. Very nicely done. Hanging Gardens it is. James with a $10 lead. Time now for the fame game. We're playing for control of that fame game board, and we're looking for a famous fictional character. I am a character created in 1939 by Bob Kane. In 1966, I took television by storm, became the ultimate camp show of the day. James?
Batman.
Batman is right, with limited information. Yeah. James has got control. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the nine.
Well, those lights are flashing, and if you could stop the lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. Good luck, James. We're locked into your buzzer.
That's what I want to do, that $10 card.
Went down to the other corner, lands on number seven, and he gets...
a color TV! A great little color TV! Features 9-inch screen AC-DC operation and ultra-compact styling to make this terrific portable easy to carry from room to room. From Green and Roberts.
Well, I remember you wanted a TV. You bought a larger one. Now you've got a smaller one to go with it.
Terrific.
Nicely done. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Back to the game, and obviously three good players right after this. Good game. James at 40, Crystal at 30, Patrick at 20, and this question for five. What would you do with your brioche? Crystal.
Eat it.
You'd eat it. That's right. It's a kind of roll. Crystal at 35. According to the Bob Dylan song, where is the answer, Crystal?
Blowing in the wind.
That's exactly right. And Crystal ties James for first place. What colorful term do we use to describe the glass building used, Crystal?
Prism. I don't know.
Oh, for raising flowers and plants. That helps you. Trying to help you with a colorful greenhouse, of course, is what we're looking for. Quick buzzer cost you five, down to 35. What part of a man's body got its nickname because a biblical character supposedly... James?
Rib.
No. A biblical character supposedly got a piece of forbidden fruit lodged in his throat. That's the Adam's apple. And a quick buzzer cost the champion back down to 35. And he and Crystal are in a tie. Nice instant bargain. Now remember, with a tie, only one of you can have it. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Crystal or James, we want you to enjoy a little mountain mania. So we're sending you off to beautiful Lake Tahoe. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for three fabulous days in this sensational mountain resort where you can ski in the great outdoors and thrill to some of nature's grandest scenery. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, that's terrific. That is terrific. A vacation at Lake Tahoe. Crystal's not hitting her buzzer. James's hand isn't even on the buzzer. I'd like one of you to have this $800 three-day vacation in Lake Tahoe for 10.
It's tempting.
9, 8, 7, one question, $5. Less than a question, $4. Going. No sale. Vacation for $4 and nobody wants it. Wow. Patrick, would you have liked that?
I'll take it, Jim.
Okay. Back with us. Name the mythological king known for his golden touch. Crystal?
Midas.
Midas is right. Crystal goes into the lead by 5. Truck drivers are members of the largest labor union. Crystal?
Teamsters.
Teamsters is right. $10 lead for the challenger, Crystal. The capital of Ohio is named for, James?
Columbus.
A famous explorer. You are right. Columbus it is. The champion is here from. In what part of your body would you find your palate? Crystal.
In your mouth.
Your mouth is right. And again, that $10 lead for Crystal. In football, name the bowl game played every... Patrick?
Rose Bowl.
Every New Year's in Pasadena, California. You are right. Rose Bowl it is. Talking about the Rose Bowl, columnist Irma Bombeck was a grand marshal at the Rose Bowl, at the Tournament Roses Parade, and she said after seeing the first Rose Bowl game, she said, it's the first bowl I've ever seen that I don't have to clean. We'll be right back. James Reynolds looking for a fifth crack at the winner's board, but he has been pushed today, and as a matter of fact, right now, Crystal has the lead. Crystal at 50, James at 40, Patrick at 25, and a $15 money card to be added to the board. Back to the fame game and a famous place. I am a city in the western United States. I lie near my state's largest waterway, after which I was named. I was founded in 1839 by settlers led by John Sutter. I became a center... Patrick.
Sacramento.
Sacramento is right. Yes, indeed. Sacramento River, capital of California. Patrick, you've got control. Where's that other money card, son?
Behind the eight.
Two of them to shoot for.
Big
to get
eight.
You right back in the thick
Big
of
eight.
Things. Good luck. He hits a 15 on the money card. Does you ever get it back in the thick of things? We have that 15 to Patrick's score. He and James are in a tie now for second place. Crystal with a $10 lead. This financial news sheet was started in 18... Crystal?
The Wall Street Journal.
1889 by Charles Dow and Edward Jones. You are right. The Wall Street Journal it is. Very well done. Named the box office smash whose sequel was advertised just when you thought it was safe. James?
Jaws.
To go back in the water. Jaws it is. James beats Crystal in the buzzer that time. What Eastern discipline are you practicing if you've just taken the lotus? Crystal?
Yoga.
That's the position you've taken the lotus it is. And Crystal, it is instant bargain time, and this time you've got the lead all by yourself, and we have something lovely with a $15 lead. Look at this.
Crystal, add a touch of class to your home with this elegant armoire. Beautiful country French styling crafted of sturdy pine with wire mesh on the top. Deep enough to accommodate a television. Furnished by Charles & Charles. And it's normally priced at $1,998. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that beautiful? Could you use something like that, Crystal?
It would go great. I have an empty apartment.
Oh, well, that would be... Well, now, see, she's really putting me on the spot to try to help her with this. Almost $2,000 for the armor. $1,998. Here on Sale of the Century, it's $15. Coincidentally, you have a $15 lead over James. If you bought the armoire for $15, you would be in a tie with James, and you would, the two of you would have a one-question lead over Patrick. I'll help you out. You want the armoire? I'll give you the armoire and $300 in cash. Oh, but you would be in a tie with James if you bought it.
Do it.
He's a great player.
Going twice. No sale. Oh, sale surprise went with it. If you had bought it, you would have gotten an additional $700 in cash. $1,998 armoire, and altogether it would have been $1,000 in cash. Well, but you got the lead, and if you hang on, you're the champion. She could get a lot more. Did she make the right decision? We'll find out after this. That's a tough decision to go back into the tie with the champion. Challenges Crystal Miller decided she didn't want the bird in the hand. She's going for the two in the bush. She did not want the armoire. She wanted the lead, and she's got it. Crystal at 60, James at 45, Patrick at 40. We're back with this. In which war did American Marines fight the Battle of Guadalcanal? James?
World War II.
Guadalcanal, I was going to say. World War II it is. He's quick with that buzzer, then right. In exchange for 24 years of pleasure, Faust sold what? James?
He sold his soul.
That's what he sold to the devil. And two to over the champion pulls it within one question of Crystal. To what famous motion picture director would you say, ready when you are, CB? James?
Cecil B. DeMille.
We've got a tie again with Crystal and James, yes. Big $25 money card going up on the board, though, in a close game could be the difference. Famous person. I was born in Pennsylvania in 1937 with the middle name Aloysius. We moved to Los Angeles, where I planned to become an English teacher. Instead, I joined the L.A. Police Department, where I gathered material for Patrick.
Joseph Wamba.
For books about cops, you are right. Joseph Wamba it is. Well done, Puckett. $25 money card is where, Summer?
Behind the three.
Well, if you hit that, you would win the lead.
Again here.
Good luck.
He hits it.
$40 worth of money cards Patrick has hit. We add the 25 to his score, and as promised, he's got the lead, and a very close match goes down to the wire. We finish it up with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Patrick at 65, Crystal and James, just a question behind, both of you are at 60. Good luck. We start the speed round now. A portrait of what president is on the... Crystal.
Washington.
Right. What type of food is Roquefort? James.
It's a cheese.
Right. Name the city that has a baseball team called the... Crystal?
New Orleans.
Wrong. What U.S. city has had Dianne Feinstein as mayor? James?
San Francisco.
Right. On TV, who played the bumbling Marine private? Gomer Pyle. James?
Jim Nabors.
Right. On what island would you find the American naval base at Guantanamo Bay? Crystal?
Cuba.
Right. According to the old saying, where doesn't money grow? James?
On trees.
Right. What's the royal nickname of bandleader William Bates? Crystal?
Count.
Right. Which state uses the postal abbreviation MT? James.
Montana.
Right. What biblical epic holds the record for the winning the most Academy Awards? James.
The Ten Commandments.
Wrong. The three forms of matter are solid, liquid, and... Patrick?
Gaseous.
Right. What four-letter word is used for 500 sheets of paper? Crystal.
A ream.
Right. What fungus is used in making bread, beer, James?
Penicillin.
Wrong. What species is studied by an ichthyologist, James?
Fish.
Time is up. Can I accept that answer?
That,
right, the time, it hit double zero and time ran out and then you answered correctly, but I'm sorry, we go by the clock. We cannot accept it, but you don't lose anything for that. We've got a tie. And Crystal and James will go to the tie-breaking question. Patrick, you are out of it by that one question. Please don't answer. Crystal and James, either one of you answer correctly, we'll add five. Answer incorrectly, we will subtract five. For the win with a tiebreaker, this southwestern city is named after a famous bird of mythology and is the capital of Crystal.
Phoenix.
You were right. And I was right. To the new champion in just a moment. And those of you who have been with us for a while, you know that is our rule. If time runs out, you cannot answer. If you start to answer, you are allowed to finish. The ones that were missed. The city that has a baseball team called the Orioles is Baltimore. It is Ben Hur that holds the record for the most Academy Awards. And bread, beer, and wine, the fungus is yeast. And that would, of course, cost the champion the championship. We have to say goodbye to James, but my goodness, what a great stay you have had. Video cassettes, the safe, two-color televisions, dining room furniture, diamond ring, the beautiful bar, the antique phone, the answering machine, wonderful luxury automobile, $4,075 in cash. You are over $36,900 in cash. James, thank you so much. Congratulations. Patrick, a great match. You came on strong there, and you were within a question of having a three-way tie. We congratulate you and thank you for joining us as well. But Crystal Miller, she turned down the chance to buy, and it paid off in a tiebreaker with the championship. Crystal, come on, join me at the winner's board. Well, congratulations. So wonder you didn't say Pegasus with the mythological bird, you would have gotten in trouble. Congratulations. You obviously wanted to go for the win by turning down the instant bargains, and here you stand. Everything will be shuffled for you. There are 10 lovely prizes up there, ski packages there, artwork, beautiful china, and I know James is driving away with a beautiful car. Maybe you could do it on the first try. He did. You could drive away with this.
Put the excitement back into driving with the Chevrolet Camaro IROC Z28, a special limited edition sports car featuring automatic transmission with overdrive, cruise control, wood grain dash, and AM/FM stereo cassette from Kramer Chevrolet. And this prize is worth $21,708.
Wouldn't that be nice to top off a big win like that?
Very nice.
Crystal, good luck. And that was a tough win against a great champion. Brand new board, everything shuffled. You make a match, that prize is yours. Crystal, good luck and start picking.
Thank you. I think I'll start with the 7, Jim.
Number 7, she starts with telescope.
Ooh. How about 14?
Number 14, and artwork. That's a Rockwell lithograph, as a matter of fact.
Number 20?
Number 20, and you got yourself some beautiful Rockwell. That is lovely. You will enjoy it. James will tell you all about it.
Add a little color to your life with this beautiful piece of art. A limited edition lithograph entitled Four Ages of Love by the beloved Norman Rockwell. Signed and numbered by the artist. And this prize is worth $3,000.
Beautiful Rockwell lithograph already hanging on the wall for you. Isn't that nice?
That's gorgeous. I love it.
Signed by the artist. You will enjoy that, Crystal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a lovely prize to win after a great win. And I must say, I've never seen a tiebreaker. I've never seen it get down so close. So that time ran out. He said fish, so we had a tiebreaker. But, of course, we've got to be fair to everybody. And it worked out very well for you. New champion. She's got a nice Rockwell lithograph. And we'll be back with her and wrap things up for the day right after this. Did you come up? How about our new champion, Crystal Miller? And again, we congratulate you, Crystal. And you've gotten one lovely prize off that board. Of course, you could stay here till you get everything off that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
That would be over $100,000 in cash and prizes. You're off and running there with one win and beautiful artwork worth $3,000. We congratulate Crystal, and we will wish her well against new opponents. She will, of course, meet two new opponents next time, and hope you'll join us, as always, on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.